This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Social media. Challenge accepted.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Video Content Challenge. First one of 2022, y'all. Welcome back, everybody. And this is where the question is, how do you get to 7? Rotational format programming was the awesome infrastructure that pounded those song hooks into our brain on radio when we didn't have another choice to listen to music. But now that consumers can, and they get to choose when and how often they're going to listen to it, you're not going to get to 7 just by pushing the same song out. You're going to have some different content on a digital platform to push it. And what we do is kind of cook up a lot of different ideas, not only for the music video of an artist's song that's going to be released, but also for the promotional content that can surround that to be pushed out, that can help people watch something different and listen to that same hook and give it a chance on a digital platform and get that same repetition in there. We're going to manufacture the repetition on a digital platform, right? So, Brent, who do we have today? Introduce our guest. I'm super excited.
This is fun. This is a name that you've probably heard on the podcast several times. So it's a songwriting buddy of mine, which I was introduced to by a mutual friend, Doug Folkin. So Doug, if you're listening, keep on climbing, and thanks for the introduction. So we started writing together, and he is a Canadian singer, songwriter. He's an advocate. He is working to make the world not just sound better, but also just a better place in many ways. So dude has my respect, and I'm glad I've gotten to know him. He's a recording artist on MDM Recording, so a good, strong label up in Canada, and he's doing some good music, man. So this song we're doing today is unfortunately not the song I wrote with him. That's on his current EP, but there's still time. I like to think of it as it's warming up the pump, but really though, thanks for saying yes. Our guest today, Don Amaro, welcome to the climb.
Hey guys.
Hey Don, thank you for saying yes.
I'm a yes man. You know, I got this far by saying yes to most things. So, you know, I think part of the trajectory on the climb is you got to say yes to a lot of things. And I'm really glad I said yes to you guys today.
Well, man, awesome. I am too. Thanks so much for being here. Good to see you.
Awesome, yeah, awesome. You so too. We have Don, why don't you start us off by just kind of what we're going to do is we're going to play the song. But before we do that, just tell us a little bit about the song. I know this particular one you mentioned that you didn't write, so there you must have really, and I get it, like dug the groove and dug the melody and felt it fit your brand. But just tell us kind of what the song is about, what it means to you, and then we'll play it, and then we'll dig into the sandbox here and start throwing spaghetti against the wall, as it were.
Yeah, no, I love that. For me, in terms of, you know, taking outside cuts and songs that I didn't write, that's a relatively newer thing in my career. Probably in the last 4 or 5 years, I've been doing that. You know, I still write a lot, still do that all myself. Not as much as I'd like, but, you know, I realize that there's just some really good songs out there that exist, and, you know, I get to be the vessel to present them to the world, you know, and I think that's a beautiful opportunity for me to be able to do that. And this song lets you, so it was written by Karen Kazowski, Emily, Jennifer Fielder, Trey Smith, some great writers. Karen Kazowski is a fellow Canadian friend of mine, and living down in Nashville there doing writing. And by the way, I should let you guys know, my little guy is out here, so he may make a cameo appearance in our podcast here today. You guys, so
that's okay. We welcome that.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
But so just tell us where to send the fan mail.
Yeah. So this song, Let You, it just kind of blew me away right away because it was a great duet. I've got Raquel Cole, fellow Canadian, again, now expat, so she's in Nashville too. Just an incredible singer-songwriter herself. And we partnered up and kind of did this song and really tried to give it the best treatment we could. And it's just a really powerful love song, just to put it simple.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's listen to it right now. This is Let You by Don Amaro and featuring Raquel Cole, correct? Is it?
Yeah, that's it.
The right name? Okay. So let's listen to that, and we'll come right back and start cooking up some ideas here on the video.
We can dance around this all night, pretend like it don't feel right, but we ain't fooling anybody.
We could play it like we ain't on fire, keep walking that tightrope wire, but we ain't fooling anybody.
If you wanna kiss me in a parking lot, dance with me all night in a honky-tonk, go round for round till the whiskey's talking, ain't gonna hear me stopping you. If that's what you wanna do, I wanna let you go ahead and take me home. If you wanna see where this could go, I don't wanna hit the brakes. Don't hold back, come on and make a move. If that's what you wanna do, I wanna let you.
I wonder what your lips taste like.
Wonder how they feel on mine.
Say the words, don't leave me hanging on. Don't wait too long, it's what we want. And we ain't fooling anybody. If you wanna kiss me in a parking lot, dance with me all night in a honky-tonk, go round for round till the whiskey's talking, ain't gonna hear me stopping you. If that's what you wanna do, I wanna let you go ahead and take me home. If you wanna see where this could go, I don't wanna hit the brakes. Don't hold back, come on and make a move. If that's what you wanna do, I wanna let you.
Dude, great groove, great song, tempo. Mm-hmm. This is like, if you don't get a million syncs in every rom-com from here moving forward, something's wrong with the world, because this is absolutely perfect.
I got high hopes for this song. You know, it's every time you like, from my perspective as an artist, you know, we put all of our, you know, all of our power behind every song we put out, knowing full well mm-hmm. that in 3-6 months we got to put power behind another song again, you know, and yes. You know, and we want to really treat every song as it's the best song we've ever done, you know. And I'm not kidding when I say this. This is one of those songs that I feel like, in terms of, you know, radio releases and you know, kind of commercial push, this is one of the strongest I think we've ever had, you know, at the ready. And, you know, already we're hearing a lot of feedback from radio personnel, people that are saying this is the song we've been waiting for. So, you know, and that, the truth is they often say that, and then they come back to you with, oh, we're just waiting for space, just waiting for room. So I'm also ready for that.
This is a song we've been waiting for, but we're still waiting for space. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.
No, I get that.
Well, so, the good news is this is not, we don't have to wait for space on digital, on video.
Yes. Thank you. Absolutely. We talked a little bit before we pressed record, Don, but for pros, the more pro you are in this business at this particular point in time, the more I feel like I got to just repeat to untie the knot of You definitely got your radio game going up there in Canada, and you know what you're doing. And that's an animal that you know how to work, you know how to feed, you know how to ride, and you do it very well. Digital is just, it's a different platform, and you have to think about it differently and work it differently. It's got a different saddle. It requires different food to make it work successfully. And so the, especially when you can do the two of those together, like right now I'm working with a small label and an artist that we're going to release on, and I'm actually on the team with the radio promoter. And so, you know, we're going to get heat maps and know which markets are spinning that song the most. And those are the markets we're going to focus on with the digital campaign, right? Yeah, for paid traffic on the digital campaign. But then the question is, we know on digital, we can target a market. We can specifically target a market. What content aside from the music video are we going to put out there? So today, let's cook up some ideas for your music video, maybe. Who knows? And then also, what other kind of content can we put out there? So I got so many ideas. Like right off the bat, I got so many ideas.
You guys, I love it. I mean, we don't do this enough in my in our camp up here. I mean, I've got a great camp, you know, through, like you mentioned earlier, Brent, about the MDM, like great crew. But, you know, this is, I've been looking forward to this because I just don't have the time to always do this kind of digesting. And you know, as you keep saying, throwing spaghetti at the wall, let's throw it and just see what comes up here.
Yeah, see what sticks. Let's see what sticks.
and also one thing Johnny normally talks about, you know, the big question for this is how do you get to seven, right? So for the listeners out there, for you climbers out there, it's like it takes seven times hearing that hook, hearing that thing before it starts becoming a little recognizable, before you start picking up on it. And so the thing is to Trojan horse that same hook in there with different video content, which is what make TikTok how songs blow up, because you hear the song over and over again. But what gets you in is like, oh, here's a different girl doing the dance or a different dude doing the same dance. And they're in a grocery store this time, or they're doing the whatever. And next thing you know, you have that stuck in your head for days. Like, what is that? It's because I've heard it a thousand times.
Applebee's on a first date.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And keep in mind, like what Brent's talking about, like on TikTok, that yes, that's user generated content, but the fact still remains, it is different video content attached to the same hook.
Right.
Why can't you manufacture that for yourself?
Exactly.
And people see it. And that's the other thing. So we're talking about paid traffic content here, because you're going to want to put some money behind it on digital to push it out there to make sure that, number one, your whole following sees it, right? Because whatever you're doing organically, it's only reaching 1% of the people who love you already. And then number two, getting that in front of new eyeballs and doing it on a regular basis, like one, two, three, four. What's really fun beyond the music video concept is creating that little, the TikTok kind of content. Is it's not just for TikTok, but I just say that in terms of like, it's this, the short. 20 seconds of the hook, it's short, but you can do so many different things and create so many satisfying little pieces of video content that are like just adorable, that that become the blueprint for virality, for people who will just, it'll be viral. And then all of a sudden everybody's listening to that hook. Who is this? Like, what is this song? I love this song kind of a thing. So it's just about getting exposure, right? When you got something good, and this is good, man.
Yeah, this is good.
When you got something good, all it needs is enough people to see it, period, end of story. And then it will take on a life of its own.
One of the things I often, you know, think about is I'm pretty terrible at target marketing. I don't always know where the best way to direct that. And the second thing is, you're absolutely right. I think for me, I'm often thinking about, you know, my fan base is going to kind of love whatever I do. You know, those that are, you know, believers in Don Amaro, I think they're going to be with it. But the key is how do you then, you know, get them to activate and go out and push for you on your behalf because they love it so much. Mm-hmm. But also like getting those new eyeballs to see what you're up to. I think that's a big thing that I'm trying to do that more as I'm growing as an artist.
That's right.
And one thing I think is fun is that if you do these different shareable things, like, you know, super fans, there are a certain percentage of them will share, say, you know, you come down, you do the video, the full length video with production, all that stuff. They may share that out once or twice. Super fan may share it out several times before they start bugging their friends. But if you keep releasing the same hook with these different kind of content, they can just keep sharing it out because it's different stuff. They aren't just beating their friends over the head with the same content all the time, but the audio hook. And so it makes it easier for your fans to activate and share your stuff because they don't feel like, oh my gosh, I've shared the same video three times now. My feed's going to look,
you make it easier. That's a good point, exactly, Brett. You make it easier for your fans to ruthlessly promote you without without being feeling like they're being annoying.
Because one thing in the feed, it doesn't look like it's the same song being promoted. It looks like, oh, this one's a cat video. Oh, this one's a guy, you know, Don Amaro. And this one's somebody dancing in a parking lot. And this one's, you know. So anyway, let's get into some ideas.
It's an interesting balance I think about this game of promotions and stuff. Because I'm often like, you know, the last thing I ever want to do in my life or in the world is take up too much space. So I'm constantly like, what's the delicate balance between putting quality content out there and sort of ramming it down people's throats? And I'm really trying to be careful. And I to be honest, I think I probably don't do enough. I'm a terrible salesman as well, so I'm happy to take any tips there. but I do recognize
nobody does, Don.
There's a balance there for sure.
Yeah,
nobody does. And here's the thing. Like, I mean, the old broadcast methodology of rotational format programming on radio and MTV, they had the luxury of pounding the exact same content into your head over and over and over again because we didn't have a choice, right? Mm-hmm. But now they have a choice. So when you're thinking about it just from a practical way of how do you consume social media, Facebook, Instagram, when you see a video that's random, that's not from somebody that an artist that you love or a brand that you like or whatever, that just what makes you stop and watch it? And let's say it's totally satisfying. Did you like it? Did you share it? How did you respond to that? But it was totally satisfying. It made you laugh, made you cry, made you angry, got you pumped up, whatever it was. It had an influence on you, an impact on you. And then let's say that same piece of content randomly shows up in your feed again. Maybe you watch it a second time because it was really good. But by the third time, your brain says, I've already seen that. Mm-hmm. If your buddy comes up like, dude, did you see the video? The cool viral thing with all, the monkey and the gun. I saw that. It was awesome. I loved it. And now we can talk about it, but you've only seen it twice and that's it. And so that music video, it takes on a different, it's the music video won't break you now, right? Mm-hmm. The music video is when somebody gets hooked on to the, to the vibe, to the song, to the hook, and they go searching for you, it promotes you that way because then they find an artistic representation or interpretation of what that song is, and it's satisfying that way. But it see how it works in a different way?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses broke straight up. They were about to be dropped. They broke on Welcome to the Jungle video. That's it. End of story. It broke them. But this your video probably isn't going to do that unless the music video itself goes viral.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, God bless if that happens, but that's no business model to work from.
You know, these days it's more the opposite.
Well, I was going to say from my experience and we've kind of seen watching the landscape of the music world, it's the stuff that's a bit off the wall and kind of out of the sort of the box that sort of like does become the viral thing. Like, have you seen like I think of Old Town Road, right? That was like incredibly massive because it was so odd and different and like just went for it. Right. Like just, the music video I just did was we kind of attempted that. It didn't necessarily go viral. I mean, we get a couple thousand views or whatever, but you know, like to really, I think to make a massive impact, it's very quickly got to get to like a million views, which, you know, has never happened for me. So maybe we'll solve that problem today here, boys. But you know, I think that's something that I think needs to happen is it has to be a somewhat off the beaten path of like just the cookie cutter stuff, you know?
Yeah. And there has to be more of it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So like once you kind of settle in on the way that you want to interpret the song visually in the music video, and we'll come up with some of those ideas, then all the other ideas still remain on the table and you can go crazy different ways. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With whatever. I mean, you want to go off the beaten path and do, okay, so let you, right? I'm going to let you. What about, here's just, this is like TikTok content or something. So this is going to, for the new mamas out there, right? What about and I'm saying this tastefully, okay, like in a very tasteful way, but like breastfeeding a baby. The baby's just, you're just looking at that baby and you're like, I'm going to let you. And then they just get to go in, you know what I mean? And all the guys are like, yes, you know, and it's just like super hot chicks. But you know what I mean? Like that is something that isn't content probably for a music video, but totally would be shareable. Like what the hell just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, breastfeeding a woman and a bunch of puppies, breastfeeding.
What about the idea of like posing?
That's
what
so
about
funny.
The idea of posing the question? What, you know, what would you, someone let you, you know, like what would the, you know, you know, the idea of posing the question out there and let them respond with whatever they have. Like, you know, here in the song,
I'm gonna let you, you know?
Yeah. I think like for the TikTok thing, you have the song playing and you're doing like the pointing finger and the words come up. So you don't have to talk over it. So they're getting the chorus and you're like, this song's about just letting them have their way with you kind of thing. Like whatever you want to do, I'm up for it.
Yeah.
What's your I don't know. What's your version of that? Like, what are you up for kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And when was the last time you said, how about a 20 second video with a hook going and you got the cards, you know, and you're like, when was the last time you thought I'm going to let you?
Who's your free pass? You know, like married couples or couples say that. Who's your freebie? Who's your let you?
Who's your let you? Your sexception. Who's your let you?
Yes. Like, who's your let you? That person. Yeah, exactly. That person that if they came up to you, it's the answer's yes. And
That's who's awesome. Your let you? And now they're going to go find some clips like Brad Pitt or
Yeah,
Jason Momoa. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Yeah. That's Johnny's. Johnny's let you is Aaron Rodgers. He's a big Packers fan.
Yeah.
No, but that's awesome. Who's your let you?
Who's your let you?
Oh, and that gets a hook in there too. That's so good.
Yep. And so, you know, I'm thinking of like TikTok where you're setting that up. And so it's set up for like a duet or they stitch on where you're like, you know, who's your let you that if they show up, the answer's yes to whatever it is.
To whatever
show
they
me
say.
Your let you. And it's playing the song. And then the girl, I'm just showing the picture of Bradley Cooper or Rocket Raccoon if they're into that, whatever it is, you know. And, or the guys do the same thing with whoever the hot girl is at the moment or their crush. I think that gives them a chance to shout out their celebrity crush.
Some chocolate ice cream in there. You're going to get, you know, this is like at tacos, right? Like the answer is always yes. You know?
Yes. So cool.
Tequila.
What about you know, like if you want to kiss me in a parking lot, if you want to dance with me, if you want to, you know, go round for round drinking whiskey, you know, there's all these things that, you know, I'm going to let you do these things, you know, and I do these with you. Like, what if it was like that thing before of like, you know, what is your let you, like, what would you do? Like here we talk about whiskey. Here we talk about, you know, not hitting the brakes, whatever. You know, I'm just wondering if there's a way to pose that question. What's the right way to do it? You know, I think this who's your let you is a key one for sure. But is there another way to do the like finding out like
what's your let you?
I like to bucket list stuff
or it's a different letter. But yes, bucket list. So, if you want to go skydiving, yes. If you want to go sit on the couch and eat, you know, a gallon of ice cream watching the new season of whatever, yes. If you want to.
If you want to hold the remote, I'm going to let you.
Yes.
See, and you like that, and you start putting that stuff in there, right? And that is awesome. Like, or the wife going, and if you want to mow the lawn today, I'm going to let you.
If you want to do this honeydew list, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's a fun song.
Like a rewrite of the chorus. You know, like rewrite the chorus with comedy.
You reframe it with the other, with the video content. You'll reframe the exact
funny,
same
like,
idea.
Like our first attempt at this chorus was this, you know, like, you know, that idea.
If you want to hold the remote control,
almost like behind the scenes footage of like, here's how we tried it at first, but it didn't work. And it was just like this terrible.
That's so funny.
Well, if you have, okay, so on that note, like the stitch thing on TikTok, if you have like this whole romantic thing set up. Like maybe you shoot, maybe this doesn't make it to the music video. Maybe it's a part of the music video. It's a clip from the music video, right? Where you have, you're visually showing them dancing in the parking lot, going shot for shot. And it's this whole rom-com kind of a thing. And then it's like, record scratch. And the last stitch is, I'm going to let you what? And you know, the guy's hanging pictures or mowing the lawn. It's a honey-do list, or she's scratching his back. I'm gonna let you, like the stuff that couples do all the time that you just, you want to have, I'm gonna let you rub my feet. I'm gonna let you cook. I'm gonna let you, like the non-romantic, get do the laundry. You know? Like, I'm gonna let you wash the dishes. You know what I mean? And just let them run with that. But you set up a couple of those.
Yes.
To prime that pump, and I think you got something there, and you can push that out, and then people all of a sudden are going to come on to it. You know? And don't be afraid to do that, Don.
Well, when you think about the campaign, I think the rewriting of the chorus and doing something different, funny, I think that's when the song's already a bit familiar, right? Like, you, people have kind of known the song a little bit, and then that's when you sort of bring new life into the in the content, right?
And if you do that video with the people, kind of the, you know, people dance and show on, you know, what the chorus is saying. Yeah. And then you stitch on the end of it, Don going, okay, yeah, baby, you can hold the remote control. I'll let you.
Would
you let you? And to prime that. So you have this nice, you know, music video, then all of a sudden, like, and here's some real life, you know?
Yeah. Where you cut in on the video part, right? Where you stitch the video part together, the audio's still going. And you just say, and you just kind of like, and it's just you handing over your face, handing a remote control, female hand coming in and grabbing it. And you're just like, you know, you're just like, I'm gonna let you.
I'll let you. I'll let you. I'll let you pick the show. I'll let you pick out the ice cream. I'll let you pick the theater. I'll let you pick the what restaurant we're gonna go eat at. All that, and that primes the pump to let people know I can just stitch mine right on the end of it. Doesn't have to be high production value.
Who do you love so much that you're gonna let them? Right, like
exactly.
Yeah. Who do you, if you love them enough, they'll let you. What's the you got to create another little promo hook for that. But I love
let
that
you, let you what
you want so me to I'm let thinking you what?
Too, I'm thinking too of the word, one word, like, and I remember in the scene of For Love of the Game, which is a Kevin Costner movie about baseball, and I can't remember who his co-star was on that, but like one of my favorite movies, like great movie. And there's this scene where they're, you know, they're courting each other and they're just, they're dating. And he's a major league, iconic major league baseball pitcher at the end of his career. And he meets her and they're having this relationship over the next 5 years and all the trials and tribulations of that. But the dance in the beginning where they're totally vibing off of each other and they're just falling in love and everything. And then she just holds up this card and it says, yes, you know, and you know exactly what it means. So it's kind of like, you know, what would you say yes to? And so you can do that and let the music do the let you, you know what I mean? And sort of say that. And that, by the way, that could also be something for the music video. If you do want to do a kind of sort of rom-com spin on that, where it's like a yearning thing. This is two people that are definitely, their energies are flowing and they're definitely into each other. So what if they're, you know, always like, it's like from the perspective of the guy or perspective of the girl, and you're always like running into this other person and then something in the background says yes, you know what I mean? Or something like on their phone, somebody says yes. Like it's just a sort of foreshadowing thing where it's like every time you run into this person, you're just leading your normal life. And what can you dream up visually that you're doing? You're riding a bike and you're at a stop sign. All of a sudden you look over and there's the girl. And then all of a sudden there's a sign that says yes, you know, right over there. It's like all the signs say yes, kind of a thing, you know, or you go to a bar and there she is again. You know, you're getting a sub sandwich and there she is. And you just keep running into this person. Somebody texts you, yes, you know, and so all that stuff kind of comes up.
As we're talking, this idea came to you. What if it was like sort of just a comical, like you say, rom-com idea? Like, what if it was like he's in the bar and he sees this, you know, really, you know, beautiful girl across the bar. And he's like, you know, we could dance around this all night. And like they pass by each other and you think that they're going to eyeball on each other. And he's like, she's totally into me, but really she's looking at somebody behind him. And like, there's something going on there. So then he, you know, he loses that one.
Yeah.
And then in the chorus, he's like, he finds somebody else. And the whole time he's like out with friends or something like that. But then there's this one girl in that group that's into him and he's not even recognizing mm-hmm. that. And then you don't, that doesn't come full circle to the end, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, that's
you know,
cool.
The big twist is that his love is right there the whole time, you know?
That's a Swingers kind of vibe. You remember that scene in Swingers where he's just like trying to play up for his buddy and they're in the diner and this girl's just like, peekaboo. Like, oh, she's giving the peekaboo. Oh, hey. And he thinks he's flirting with the girl, but there's a baby in the booth that he can't see.
That's
and she's like playing with the baby.
But that idea, yes. You know,
yeah, you know. That's brilliant, man. I love that. And then so the whole time, like you think it's building up between these two, but it's her friend, right? That's like, and you're just catching like little looks from the friend. Like, I know how to shoot that. Yeah, you just kind of. We did something like that, similar to that, but different with Matt Bailey on One Whiskey Away, where the whole idea of the song is, you know, he's just blown away by how good this girl looks when she walks in and he wants to go over and talk to her and get her number. And he's one whiskey away from doing it. And so they're at this bar, but she likes him too. And so it's just this whole thing where they're looking back and forth at each other. And when she walks in, he almost falls off the bar stool and they're stealing, you know, stares right at each other when they think the other person isn't looking. And his buddy's like, dude, you should go talk to her. He's like, hold on, one more drink. And that whole thing. And then at the end, like the buddy that he's with, this other girl from her troop kind of comes over and takes his buddy away. Now he's all alone. And then all of a sudden the last scene is just her sliding a whiskey. Her hand just up close sliding a whiskey over to him. Like she had the guts to come over to him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and let you. And that was kind of a cool thing too.
I was going to say, you just reminded me of, for some reason, this got me thinking of the movie Meet Joe Black. You guys ever seen that?
Love that movie. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Brad Pitt and I can't remember the main character's the woman's name, but they're looking back at each other, but they keep missing each other. Like he looks back at her, he looks away, she looks at him, and then he gets he's like in traffic and he just gets slammed by a bus, like totals him. Like
they
done.
Meet.
Yeah,
they totally meet like at this coffee shop or something. Or they encounter one another at a coffee shop. They don't meet. They encounter. I think maybe they talked or something, and that energy was there. And the whole thing is that he falls in love with her, and 3 seconds into the movie, he gets killed.
He's dead. Yeah.
And so he comes back as the Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that because they're gonna take his dad, and so he's trying to make a deal with the dad because he wants to get to the girl.
What about an idea of like something like that? Maybe not quite as brutal, because it was I remember this was back in the 90s. Like my brother was watching it and I was in another room and I just heard him die laughing and I was like, what's going on? He says, look at this, and he rewinds the tape.
Yeah.
And he goes back and he shows me this part where he gets tossed up in the air and smacked by another car. And it was just like for cinematic stuff and hadn't really been done before. And it was just sort of like the first time we saw something that looked so realistic like that. Anyways, what about the idea of like a video that was a little bit like two people falling in love, but they can't be together. So they part ways. And what about the guy, main character, whatever, gets hit and ends up in the hospital, but his nurse is that girl at the cafe. That she ends up being the one that's taking care of him in the end.
If you want to give me a sponge bath, I will let you.
I want to let you.
If you want to change my wounds,
yeah,
I will let you give me a sponge bath and change my wounds, my dressings.
There's
that. I got a couple of ideas, and I'm gonna have to go pick up my daughter soon. So sorry, guys. For one thing, duets on TikTok. It's a duet, so obviously there's a thing about So it's different. Maybe it's you playing an acoustic or whatever, or singing to the track. You sing your part and then leave room for whoever to duet and singing Raquel's part, right? So it's literally built for a duet. And so then, of course, it shows up on their feed. So it's a way for you to go out there. So that's, it's built as a duet.
So, say that one more time. Yeah. So you're saying to use that as a way to come on to somebody else?
Well, no, I'm just saying like on TikTok, it could be.
on TikTok to come on to somebody.
What if that's a video?
That video to like with you doing the duet or something, or you holding up the sign that says yes, and you share that with the person that you want to hit on.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. I was just making sure he does the duets on TikTok so he can get go viral. But yes, that'd be cool too. If there's a way to make that, like, let's let that be the way you let someone know.
Let there be the smoke signals you're sending out. Like, hello, I will let you.
The tag your, so, yes.
Raquel and I should both do a duet that on TikTok. So she should have her version without me.
Yep.
And then I should have a version of me without her. And then we're both sort of simultaneously have this sort of the songs out there on both of our platforms, not including each other, you know?
Yes.
That's smart. Uh-huh.
Exactly. Also, I think of the other end of this, like these people, because it talks about, you know, we've been dancing around it all night. You know, we're not fooling anybody. We're just, you know, we can play like we ain't on fire, all this stuff. Right. So just kind of waiting on the other person to make the move. And what happens if it doesn't, you know, happen? The other person doesn't make the move. I think part of it is like Dawn, you know, with the music playing in the background, the subtitles, or whatever going, you know, you ever just waited for that other person to make the move and they didn't, you know, tell me that story.
Right.
You know,
see, that's why I think maybe the idea is that is the, like, neither of them made the move. And maybe the end is like, you know, that's when an accident happens. He ends up in the hospital and she's the nurse. So they're back together. Like, you think they missed this thing, but it was fate that brought them together. So they still, you know, that could be kind of interesting.
But also, like, use that as a way to interact with your fans or new people going, okay, you probably had that feeling where, like, you're just waiting on them to make a move. You're into each other. Did you ever not make that move? Drop a GIF or something to show me how that felt now that you're looking back on it. And, you know, that sort of thing. And, or when they finally did make that move, what did that feel like? Did you finally make the move? Did they not? All this stuff, drop a GIF below. Let me show me how that felt, or drop an emoji or whatever. And those are just fun. Ooh, but the music's playing.
Right? On that one, how about the ones that they did make a move? And it's like, how'd that work out for you? Married 25 years, married 55 years, you know, married, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you had like some really old vintage wedding footage, that could be super cool to put out there. Cause again, it says yes, right? She said yes.
Yes. But also, what's the worst move anyone's ever put on you? You know, it's about making a move, right? What's the worst move anyone ever put on you? Please hit me up in the comments. I want to know about this. Or what's the best move? You didn't realize till like a year later, oh my gosh, that was just a move.
Yeah.
Whatever that was. And so it's generating that interaction with your fans. And of course,
that's a great
the
one.
Post
that's
itself a has one. A song in it. It's super simple. It's asking those questions. I think memes, like you could put together under that chorus, a series of memes, like go to Giphy or one of those things. You can make a meme, like a little video, and then throw over the top of it, like that feeling when they just won't make a move. You know, the answer is yes, but they won't ask the question, you know? And I think of, you know, or just like when the answer is already yes. And I think of like those Obi-Wan memes and stuff where he's like, my body is ready. You know, you see those like my body is ready memes, and it's like how it feels. The answer is already yes, and you just series of those, and people going to watch those for the so consumable. Like, what meme is next, and that's hilarious. But they're getting that chorus, and you can do it for like when they won't make the move, and it's people rolling their eyes or people feeling like the top of their head's going to blow up or whatever it is under that chorus, and so it's just unlimited content.
Okay, I got one for unlimited TikTok like content that will always, 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 always work. It works 100% of the time. Is just start taking videos of have all your friends do this, and anybody else that you can do it. You shoot it out to your audience. Hey, I put this up on TikTok. Let me just let me see what your dog looks like right before you give him the treat. You know, the dog just gives you the eyebrows, like, yes. The answer is yes. Would you like this treat? Yes, I will let you give me that treat. You know what I mean? And it's just so adorable. And everybody wants to show their dogs. And maybe they've got, you know, maybe they got a trick where they keep the biscuit on their nose forever until you say, okay, get it. And then, you know, like, what's your best dog trick? You know, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's cool. Some other ideas too would be like near misses.
I gotta go pick up Hazel. I'm gonna let you guys finish this up because my wife is sick and I gotta go pick up my daughter from daycare. Y'all continue. Dawn, thank you, bro. So good to see you, Johnny. ride this.
Don't hang up. Just let it go. Let it go.
I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to mute my mic. Thanks. And, right, and cool. Y'all keep on climbing. All right. Brent. Out. Thanks,
brother. So I'm thinking like near misses, Don, like, let's say it's a work relationship, you know, or they're friends. It's clear that they're friends and it's near misses. Like they're close to holding hands. Like somebody hands them a file or, you know, and they touch and it's like the electricity happens and they're always kind of thinking about it, or their lips are so close, you know, they're close to kissing and they don't because they're friends or they're a work relationship or, you know, just some awkward situation where all of a sudden their lips are close. So it's not like a pass, you know, somebody's not making a pass at somebody, but it's just like, and then that moment where you're like, oh my God, are we going to kiss right now? And then it's like, oh, well, hold on. Or it could be somebody trying to do it, but then like something's always getting in the way. Like that awkward moment where their lips are close. And then all of a sudden, you know, Johnson, come into the office or, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh, and you got to run away or, you know, and how could you do that? Like with playing footsie and holding hands and a kiss. And I think of the movie Wedding Crashers where they're all in that house and there's that scene where, you know, they each one of them sneaking down the hall, you know, to see where the other one's sleeping and maybe going to go in there and then decides against it and goes back to their room.
Yeah. Well, that got me thinking about there's a couple of, I can't remember which one it is now, but there's a couple of rom-coms that are like that where they literally just keep missing each other throughout the ages, right? Like as they go on for, you know, 20 years, like when one of them's single, the other one's with somebody, but yet they're really each other's true love, you know?
Yes.
And so they go on living their lives knowing full well that that's the person that they love. And then I think eventually the one I'm thinking about, I think eventually they do end up together, but it took a lifetime to get there, you know?
Well, have you ever seen An Affair to Remember? Because an homage is okay too. Don't forget that, especially for younger audiences, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
So there's a movie it's called An Affair to Remember, and then it was redone again with Annette Bening and who's she married to? Oh my gosh, huge Hollywood star. But they meet in New York and they absolutely fall in love, right? I think they get they're on a plane or something and the plane gets diverted, and so they're hung up in Bali for in a weird way, like on they weren't supposed to go there, but they're hung up there for a while. They're both I think they're both married or something. I'm not sure how it turned, but they absolutely fall in love. It's their true love, and they're there for a couple days. And then they make this promise when they get back to New York that, okay, I'm going to go take care of my stuff. You go take care of your stuff and we're going to get together. And I will meet you like in 1 month at the top of the Empire State Building. Right. And that's what we'll do. And then, you know, are you going to let me down? No, I promise I'm going to be there. I swear to God, I'm going to be there. And they make that promise. And then literally they separate. He goes around the corner and she gets hit by a car. You know what I mean? And so she's alive, but she's now paralyzed. And he goes back and she's not there, and he doesn't believe that he believes there was something else. You know what I mean? And there's that kind of a story, and he finds her and she doesn't want to show him that she's paralyzed. You know, she's handicapped now, and he doesn't care. It doesn't keep him away. That's something like that's really, really cool too.
Pretty powerful. Yeah. Then, really, kind of more touching than sort of comedic in a way.
Might be, yeah, definitely not comedic on that one. And hard to, maybe a little too much for, you know, 3 minutes to expand on in 3 minutes, but you never know. Now, another thing too that we've been doing with our artists is to create like these little shorts, maybe like cinematic shorts, like 8 minutes long, where you do tell this story, and the only, aside from sound design, the only soundtrack is that song. And it kind of comes in and out during these acting shorts, you know. It's another way to approach it, like oh my gosh, who's the big country artist that got in trouble for the racial thing?
Morgan.
Brain farting on his name. Morgan Wallen. So on Seven Summers, he's got something like that, right? and it comes in and out with that sound check. And I think Taylor Swift just did something like that too.
I gotta look that up.
So it's very interesting. Stuff. Yeah. So it's like it's a very, very cinematic short that sort of tells this story over 8 minutes as opposed to a music video.
You know, and I personally love that because I think there's a lot of artistic integrity in that and allowing you to kind of like really just sort of say, because I mean, it's hard to get, you know, like a guy like me to get my fan base to necessarily dive in for 8 minutes. But, you know, for Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift. But if the content is really strong and powerful.
If the content is really good.
Yeah.
So I've got an artist right now that we're working with where he's releasing the EP and we're going and we created a concept of and I'll tell you the actual specifics of it, like off the air. I'm going to tell you on the air. But
yeah.
There's a thread throughout every episode. So we're creating episodic shorts, right? Like 8 minute shorts, but it's each one is an episode and it tells a story about the song on the EP. So, you know, episode one is about the first song on the EP. Episode two is about the second song on the EP. Episode three, but there's this like thriller thing that's happening with a thread that ties them all together. And it's just, so you're taking, it's sort of like, if you remember that TV show Lost or, you know, where people will be talking about what they think is going on and what's happening. And it's sort of like this, it's sort of a psychological kind of thriller thing. But his music now is the soundtrack of this little series.
Yeah.
You know, which is a completely different way to do it. But why not? You know, I mean, if you can get to, you know, low cost production and you've got your own gear to film and stuff like that. It, you know, and you can do some cool stuff with it. So
I'm a fan of that stuff. I think when an artist does that, and because I've done the deep dive on certain artists, right? Like where you just kind of like, oh, you get to see this other side. That's not just about the song. You know, there's this artistic side that you get to see that you wouldn't necessarily normally get to see, you know? And I'm that kind of stuff excites me, to be honest. You know, the thought of expounding and making a mini movie, you know, out of this.
Well, and on that note, Don, like it's all about the song on a broadcast platform because we're forced to make a relationship with the song first.
Yeah.
When you talk about like a new set of eyeballs, right? Like a debut. I don't care if you're the Rolling Stones and it's your 25th record. If I've never heard of you, you're a debut artist to me. You know what I mean? And so how do you infiltrate that? How do you get in there? But on digital, the relationship isn't going to be with the song first. It's going to be with the content or with the artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so on that note, the fact that that turns you on, that immediately separates you from almost 99.9% of your contemporaries because they're still thinking it's all about the song, especially like in, you know, in Canada where it's a little easier for an artist to get on the radio, right? An indie artist to get on that because they have the Maple Leafs, you know what I mean? Like you get a certain amount of Canadian artists on the radio. Yeah. It's not easy, but it's easier than it is in America to get on
a major
radio station.
I definitely see that.
With that. So thinking about the digital differently is good.
And what we're talking about here, like, so my last video is called My Poor Mama, and we literally kind of made a short movie. Like for relatively small budget, you know, a little over 10 grand Canadian, we made this kind of Western film, you know, kind of comical, kind of funny thing. It's called My Poor Mama, and just a lot of fun. And I'm not lip syncing in it at all. Like there's no, like I'm not singing this, like the song is the soundtrack to the movie. And so it starts off without any music. It's kind of like a mini movie on the front, mini movie on the back end. And you kind of just follow the story through the song. And it was really fun. You know, it took this 3 minute song and we made it basically into a 6 minute short. So it's kind of what we did, you know, and I'd like to do that more.
I love that. I think you can do that more. Yeah. And even on that note, like, by the way, so taking it to like a whole nother level, this would, you know, require like a rabid fan base or a bigger budget. But what would be just, you know, how Britney Spears is coming back now. She's got she's got her freedom, right? Britney Spears.
Yeah, her conservatorship.
What would stop Britney's, here's something that nobody's ever done before. Britney Spears comes out with her new single and hires, what if you hire 10 different directors to do 10 different music videos for the same song. And the only rule is you can't do somebody else's idea on the interpretation of it.
Oh.
And now you've got to get all them to think about it differently. And so now that's news, right? So you're like, hey, you know, video one is going to drop on this day. And then like the next week, we're going to drop another one. And now people are just wanting to watch because they want to see
the different interpretation,
how it's going to be done differently. Yeah. And of course, now you got them hooked into the news of it all, if you will.
Is she
the
doing event. That?
No, she's not. Oh. But this is an idea that I had, like, that she should do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it would be like, that would be so interesting to see that, because it would be, it just would, you know, when people know that it's coming, they're going to keep watching to see what's going to happen next. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hi there.
We got a cameo here. This is my little guy, Elliot.
Hi, Elliot. How are you? I'm Johnny. You can say hi. No, you're nervous.
He's my 2-year-old. So my kids have actually made cameos in some of my videos, which is really funny. So those of you, obviously you can't see him out there in the digital verse, but my 2-year-old just walked in the room and he wanted to come say hi, but he's very shy. So you probably won't hear him, but, he needed a quick snuggle. These are all such good ideas, man. I love this kind of, you know, just brainstorming different ideas. And I wrote a bunch of them down already just from our, you know, our talks for TikTok and Instagram. I think there's some really good stuff there.
Yeah. And you know what? The podcast is going to drop too. So you can just go back and listen to it. You don't have to take notes. The final thing I'll say before we wrap it up is just like, what about like crushes, right? Like from a crush point of view, where it's what's going on in your head, and whether it's, you know, whether it's a waitress at a bar, or it's somebody that you work with, or it's, what if it's set in high school and you make it really young, and it's the, you know, head cheerleader and the football quarterback, you know what I mean? Mm. And she's just like, oh, I will let you, right. I will let you. And it's all those moments where they kind of run into each other, and it's just clear, like almost fascination, you know, with it. And another way to make, if you wanted to go to create a dark version of that, would be stalker. You know what I mean? Like straight up dark. Stalker,
well, you're right.
Like,
well, you know, it's funny because all the stuff you're talking about kind of makes me realize that there's multiple ways you can take this. And the idea of having multiple directors say, hey, what's your take on this? You know, like, can you imagine having this sort of budget to go to like a Tarantino and go to a Scorsese and go to these like incredible actor directors and say, what would you do for this? And then just let them go and, you know,
and then
I don't
let
have
them go.
And well, budget, but
they'd be part of an event. But how about this? What about just going to? There's lots of online chat rooms for directors and stuff like that, and just going and crowdsourcing something like that. Hey, I'm going to do this thing. Anybody interested? I don't have a big budget, but if you want to be a part of it, then you know, I promise you, we're not going to pull the trigger and exercise anybody until we have like at least 7. Things, but I thought this would be really, really interesting. And they don't necessarily have to involve you. You can get people, you know, from Eastern Europe, and how would you spin this with this song, and what would this look like? And you could totally get like a dark, you know, a really dark, like I'm thinking of a Queensryche song called, So, you know, close to you, right? It's all about, you know, you fumble for your keys. I'm 6 or 7 steps behind you. I'm so close to you, you know, and it's just all about a stalker, very dark thing. And that's a different kind of spin on it. That's just, you know, I think it's fascinating content, you know, but
no, I love it.
Anyway, well, thank you so much, Don, for saying yes.
Oh man, I love this. This is, you know, I don't do this enough. So I appreciate you guys, you know, listening, digging into the song and throwing some ideas my way.
Well, let's get you on again for your next release after this one. And make sure you let us know about this one so we can see like everything that you're doing to release that, you know?
Yeah, you bet, man. No, this is really valuable. Thanks, buddy.
You got it. Well, thank you, Don. And this brings us to the end of another killer video content challenge. If you've got a song that was released and you want to bring it on to the show, by all means, send it to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com, and put video content challenge in the subject line. It's got to be a master recording. You're going to want to be the artist, you know, or someone that's working with the artist to make that happen. It doesn't matter if you already have a video out or not. We can just cook up different ways to help promote that video and to make that stuff happen. So with that, guys, we'll say this podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing, and I'll take care of Brett's part. We'll see you at the top.
Social media. Challenge accepted.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.